Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Coordinator Jim Kaser for the University of Iowa Mobile Clinic that will be in Columbus Junction this Saturday.
So how long have you been working as one of the coordinators for the clinic?
Since January of this year.
Do you just specifically work with the Columbus Junction Clinic?
Yes. Well, as a coordinator, I volunteer for some of the other clinics doing the education, but specifically for Columbus Junction, it's the coordination of the whole clinic.
When you volunteer at the clinics, what kinds of services are you specifically doing or assisting with?
Well, the basic services are just doing vital signs, doing cholesterol. We have a lab that we bring along, just some of the analytical equipment. We do the cholesterol, we do diabetes screening, do vital signs, check blood pressure, that sort of thing.
And how many people usually staff the mobile clinic?
It varies, but it's usually, you know, I'd say around a dozen.
What kinds of levels of experience are the people who are staffing the clinic?
We have people that are undergraduates in health sciences. We have pharmacy students. We have medical students. And then we will have a provider, whether it's a physician or a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant. Mm-hmm. So we've got sort of the whole gamut of experience there and education.
For Columbus Junction, how would you say the turnout has been for the free clinic?
It's been improving. The first few clinics we had this year, we didn't get very good turnout, but the last few we've had at the senior center, and we've had better attendance. I mean, I can't say what the attendance has been in past years, but my limited experience, it seems to be improving, mm-hmm. getting the word out more.
Yeah.
Senior Center does a really good job of getting the word out.
And what would you say is the purpose or why it is that the University of Iowa does this mobile clinic?
The clinic serves medically underserved areas, underserved populations, underserved areas, and that is an underserved area down there. And there are people with no insurance or inadequate insurance, and that is the purpose of the clinic, is to serve those people. You know, anybody can show up, but I mean, the primary purpose is to serve underserved populations.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of feedback or commentary have you noticed from the people who come seek your services at the clinic?
Mostly what I've gotten is good feedback, because, you know, people that come can talk to people with varied expertise. If they need to talk to somebody about the medications, they can talk to, you know, one of the pharmacy people, or they can talk to the doctor, or if they just want general information on the education, we have a lot of handouts as far as diet, physical activity, some of those basic things that you can do to help keep yourself well. So we've gotten some good feedback on that.
Are you planning on having other free clinics for the rest of the year?
Yes, we just haven't publicized those yet. We're going to have clinics in September, October, November, and then we'll worry about the spring and summer clinics when we get done with those.
This experience of coordinating and volunteering at the clinic, how has it been beneficial for you as a master's student?
Well, it's been gratifying talking to people and being able to help. Like at the last clinic, I talked to one of the patients about diabetes. Since I'm diabetic, I had some things that I could share with her as far as, well, this is what I do, and, you know, as far as diet and exercise, and, you know, not a registered dietitian or anything, so I couldn't give any kind of official type of advice, but just the general, this is what I do, and she found that to be pretty helpful, so that was gratifying.
And for those who are interested or maybe needing these kinds of services, if you could state the process as far as, you know, showing up at the clinic, do they need to bring anything or, you know, information or anything like that?
If they have any previous information like, you know, blood pressure or any of that. It wouldn't hurt to bring that along. If they've been to one of our clinics before, then it would be good to bring the paperwork that they have from the previous clinic. But if you haven't been to the clinic before, just show up and then we'll go from there. We have people that can generate an electronic medical record right there. That's the first thing that happens when you come in the door is you talk to the medical records people and they'll get you started through the process.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with University of Iowa Free Mobile Clinic Coordinator Jim Kaser. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.